This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, last interview of the day, Alex Saar, number 2 overall pick in the 2024 NBA draft. You said this is only like your third and fourth, so you're not too fatigued of media day, even though we're getting near the end here.
Yeah, I'm actually doing good right now. Yes, sir.
Doing all right. All right, so you, like the places that you have lived and played is like a vacation dream list. You know, you played at Real Madrid, so you played in Spain, obviously, came here, overtime elite. You go to Australia, now you're back, you grew up in France. My question for you, Alex, based off all of that, is like, how has that mix of cultures helped shape you as a young man, but also getting to experience all those different basketball cultures, melding you into what you are now as a still a prospect, obviously getting started here on your NBA journey?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it definitely helped me just learning how to adapt to different places. You know, like when I moved to Spain, I was 14. I had to like get to know different type of people. I actually met Tristan Vucevic, who is on the team now. So, you know, it just made me learn, you know, how to interact with new people I didn't know. And I feel like that's definitely helped me in my game and just as a person.
What's something that you feel like you picked up along the way? We can just go, you know, through. Like, what's something that you think from, you know, growing up in France, French culture? And by the way, I was there this summer. I love France. Love French culture. I think that like the French worldview is very interesting. But for you, like, what is something that you look at about yourself that you're like, that is quintessentially French?
That's a good question. I would probably say just the fact that I like a lot of different type of food. I feel like, you know, that's what like growing up in France made me. You know, like I like duck. I like duck liver. I like different type of stuff that you know, maybe if I didn't grow up in France, I wouldn't like.
So kind of a creative, willing to try stuff. Does that apply outside of food, do you think? Poole is like, hey, I'm gonna go try this crazy thing. Are you like, yeah, I'm down?
I mean, it depends. It depends what crazy thing we're talking
about.
If
I'd said someone other than Jordan Poole, would it have been different?
No, I mean, like, you know, if he tells me, like, let's go on a hike, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, I would be open to it, you know, like stuff like that. I feel like just being open-minded, I guess, you know, being from France and Europe.
What about when you get to Australia? I know you talked about this in some pre-draft interviews. As a basketball player, I'll focus on more now. What is something that changed for you in your year playing in Perth?
Yeah, I mean, it was like my first real like professional year, you know, like playing with grown men, you know, in a professional league, with travels and everything. So it was really interesting for me to like learn habits about how to take care of my body, how to bounce back from game, how to scout, you know, like watching film. So, you know, it was a lot of growth, I think. And yeah, it definitely helped me tremendously.
Obviously, your conversations with Will Dawkins went well enough that he took you number 2 in the draft. What were your first impressions of him?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of already knew Will from the Thunder because my brother used to play there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he kind of just felt like I already knew him before I talked with him. But, you know, like, I felt like, you know, he's a really motivated guy. He knows where the franchise is going, and I was fitting for that. So, you know, I guess it was an easy choice.
Obviously, you've had to adapt in the multiple places, like you talked about, going to Spain, to Australia, coming here. What has the adaptation been like this time, and how much has it helped having Bilal, having Keyshawn, some guys around the building, you can speak your native language, you understand where you came from. And I don't know if you had that in some of your other stops.
Yeah, I feel like it was really natural for me this time, like as an adaptation. Like, I feel like everybody around me was really genuine, you know, wanted the best for me. And, you know, I try to learn as much as I can from everybody here because they have way more NBA experience than I do right now. So, you know, I'm just learning, asking questions, and, you know, trying to get to know the guys.
One of the things that they've talked about quite a bit is the goals and how they set goals here, right? Obviously, eventually the goal is to win and sustain winning. But in order to get there, there's all these steps along the way. What's that been like to come into that environment and have whatever your goals are? I don't know if you guys have even had those meetings yet, but whatever the goals are laid out very distinctly in front of you.
I think it's really good as a player to, like, you know, like, obviously everybody has goals, but, you know, to have them, like, written down and to have people that actually knows where your goal is so they can hold you accountable. You know, like, every 10 games, I think we have, like, a meeting to talk about, you know, where are we compared to our goals. And I think it's good because you never, like, fall into the flow of the season where you're just like, oh, another game, another game. You keep that in mind, and I feel like, you know, that's what's going to help me just keep improving.
What have been your first impressions of Brian as your head coach?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, just we haven't really started training camp yet, but just over the pickup games, you know that what we want is to be a really defensive-minded team that plays with a fast pace and has a lot of movement offensively. And, you know, that's stuff that I like. That's stuff that I feel like fits me as a player. So, you know, I like his way of coaching.
Will, when he was here, God, what time is it? Oh, about 3 hours ago, he said that he's relying on, and not just he, the team, is relying on you and Bilal a lot as anchors for that defensive side of it. Obviously, there's pressure that comes with that, but, like, is that something that's exciting? Is it nerve-wracking? Like, what? How do you feel about knowing that you have, even though you're a rookie, like, real responsibility on this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really exciting. The whole team wants to be a better defensive team, obviously. That's how you win games. You don't allow a lot of points, you know. So Bilal is a really good defender. I think I'm a really good defender too. So, you know, I think we can have an impact, the two of us.
Do you communicate at all in French on the court, and can that be used as a weapon defensively against your opponents?
I actually do sometimes, but when I do, it's mostly when I'm talking straight to him, because when I'm actually in the scheme.
Well, yeah, that would be very bad.
Exactly.
Although Jordan said that he's been working on his French a lot.
So. He has, actually. You know,
is he doing okay?
When he comes up to us, he talks in French. But, yeah, he's doing great. He's doing all right.
Okay, that's good. How have you liked Washington, D.C. so far?
It's been cool. You know, I haven't visited much stuff yet, but
do you have, like, a list of things that you want to do?
No, I don't. But that's definitely something I want to do, like, maybe visit a few museums, maybe. But, yeah, you can see, like, it's a I'm not going to be bored here, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like Paris has some of the best museums. Like, a lot of the stuff that people like in D.C., I think, is in Paris.
Yeah.
Just the Paris version is better. So, like, I love it here. This is my home now. I've been here for almost 10 years. But, like, that's a hard bar to hit.
I get it, yeah. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure the National Art Gallery and stuff is great, but, like, you have Le Musée d'Orsay. And, like,
yeah, it's different. It's two different things.
It's different. But I will say, for someone who likes a lot of different food, you're in the right city.
There's
a bunch of different stuff to try. Every cuisine you can think of is here. So
yes,
welcome to the city. Enjoy. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of fun watching you this year. Appreciate your time here on the radio and on the internet.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.